హార్టీ ఫ్రెటర్నల్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ అండ్ గుడ్ విషెస్ టు ఆల్ ది బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్ వీ హ్యావ్ గాదర్డ్ హియర్ దిస్ ఈవినింగ్ ఇన్ ఇండియా ఇన్ ది ఆఫ్టర్నూన్ ఇన్ యూరప్ అండ్ ఇన్ ది మార్నింగ్ ఇన్ ది అమెరికన్ కాంటినెంట్ టు రిలేట్ టు ది ఎనర్జీస్ ఆఫ్ ఈక్వినాక్స్ and to establish in us the equipoise that would enable us again to experience the existence in its complete manifestation. Existence is in manifestation. Existence is beyond manifestation. Existence is eternal. Whether there is a creation or there is no creation, existence remains. Around the existence, there is successive formation of various planes of existence, and whenever there is a successive happening, the balance relating to existence may undergo certain digressions, and we try to establish equilibrium once again at every successive plane of existence. When two persons join to live together, they have to find an equilibrium between them so that the harmony prevails. When it is single, it's a individual system and it may find its own equilibrium. When one becomes two, a new balance has to be formed. When two becomes three, again a new balance has to be found. Likewise, from 1 to 9, there are numbers representing successive manifestations, also representing one becoming many, many energies emerging from one. And every time there is an addition, a new balance has to be formed. If a man or woman is working by himself or herself, and when he finds peace within himself, when another person joins him, together they have to find the same state of peace and poise by working out an equilibrium between the two. When yet another person joins, again the equilibrium is disturbed. And then again a new balance has to be formed. So this balancing act continues to happen. In a year, such a balancing act happens. In the month of March and also in the month of September, which are called the spring equinox and the autumn equinox or fall equinox. This equinox is a reminder to us that in all that we do, we shall have to find that equipoise. Equipoise in relation to every activity of a human being is what is called the state of yoga. In his physical, emotional, mental, buddhic, atmic states, in all the states, equilibrium has to be gained. When equilibrium prevails, it is indicative of complete agreement with oneself and with the surroundings. When there is disagreement within, there is no equipoise, even if you are in a poised place. People go for vacation to find poise within themselves. They choose places, very peaceful places. They go there to regain the poise. But a poised person, wherever he is, the poise is there. It is from within. The poise has to be worked out. The poise cannot be decided by the outer factors. The innermost chamber in the human is what is called the cerebrospinal column. The inner man lives within the cerebrospinal column. When man lives within that cerebrospinal column, he is said to be living deep in himself. And from there to him, either the spirit or matter are equidistant. That which is right, that which is left, is equidistant. And that which is darkness and that which is day is equidistant. To stay in the middle is what is demanded for a man to be experiencing the bliss of existence. Therefore, in the zodiac, there is a vertical line between Aries and Libra, which is represented by the axis. And on either side of the Aries and beginning of Aries and beginning of Libra, when you draw a line, there are 6 months on one side and 6 months on the other side. And the year is equally divided. And the experience of the year can be experienced by arranging the zodiac in the 6 pairs of opposite. It's a technique by itself that you relate Aries to Libra, Taurus to Scorpio, Gemini to Sagittarius, Cancer to Capricorn, Leo to Aquarius, and Virgo to Pisces or Pisces. So in 6 months, the other dimensions of the 6 months can also be experienced. That's how the zodiac is arranged in pairs. In us, there is male-female energy which requires to be paired in a manner that the nature in us and the spirit in us are equated and we stay poised. On an equinox day, on the equator, the day and night are equal. When there is equality, there is justice. That's why from today, in the month of Libra, the students are recommended to perceive justice in every activity that they do. Justice keeps the balance. Where justice is not, there the balance tends to be imbalanced. That's why the wise ones always believed to stay put in justice. When you stay in justice, you are equipoised. When you are equipoised, the nature in you and the spirit in you are equally balanced, and therefore you experience the left and right, the light and darkness, all opposites, their complementary nature is experienced. Therefore, equinox days are seen as the days as the days where the earth itself is finding its equipoise, and we, the dwellers of the earth, we can gain from the energy from the surroundings, since the larger system is experiencing equipoise. That's why it is said in the Eastern scriptures that this is the period where we have the bloom of the year, meaning bloom season is season of full manifestation, like the full moon, while spring is the other side of the bloom. In either case, justice is important. Where justice is, there is friendliness. Where justice is, there is love. Where justice is, the law is well implemented. Therefore, a 3-day relation with the equinox, be it spring equinox or fall equinox, is recommended by the students, or at least 3 meditations, one preceding and one after and one during. The equinox time is already noticed as happening tomorrow at 7 p.m. according to Indian Standard Time, which would mean the afternoon in Europe, which would mean the forenoon in America. So the Americans, the Europeans and the Asians, we all together can join to experience the energies of equinox, so that in us the opposing currents are balanced, the opposing currents are neutralized, and then the balance prevails and friendliness prevails. Where opposing currents are neutralized, their harmony prevails. And since the entire humanity is ruled by the 4th ray, since humanity itself is the 4th kingdom on the planet, it is mostly affected by the conflict within and the conflict outside. As much conflict is there within us, there is conflict outside as well. You see conflict outside more when there is more conflict in you. If you go to a saint or a seer and speak to him, he only speaks of harmony, and he speaks of harmonious dimensions. He does not involve into discussions, arguments and differences relating to the worldly conflict. It so happened that once a great intellect in India, he went to the great sage Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa in the early part of 20th century. The intellectual person, he explained the great conflict that was prevailing on the planet. Intersee the nations, intersee the races, intersee the regions, intersee the castes, and the conflict that is existing between various parts of India, and then the freedom fighting. So many things he narrated to Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, and then sought what is the solution to all these conflicts. Since Ramakrishna Paramahamsa is known to be an all-knowing person, Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa straight away said that there is as much conflict as you see, but if you look around, there is equally as much poise and harmony. Only thing is, you are not able to see the other dimension of poise. To me, this world is beautiful. All is being worked out according to divine order, and all beings are learning in their own process. So first remove conflict in you, then you do not relate to the conflict of the world. Instead, you relate to the harmony that prevails in the world and try to contribute for its permeation to the world. Do not worry about Indian freedom movement. It comes when it is time to come. Let it happen, but you don't have to be part of it. Likewise, CS, they stay beyond conflict in harmony only because they have gained the state of poise. It's not escaping from conflict. It is staying above the conflict and resolving it. Pythagoras said the same thing in a different way, that if two persons do not agree with each other, if they go to a person in whom they agree, they find their agreement. 3 and 5 may not agree with each other in terms of energies. 3 and 4 may not agree with each other. 3 is a triangular energy. 4 is a square energy. 5 is the energy of a 5-pointed star. They are different energies. But 3 and 4 can agree in 12. And 3 and 5 can agree in 15. So when you get into a higher awareness, in that the lower states become inclusive and become agreeable. So on the equinox day, we should try to make sure that we get into vision from being just holding on to a viewpoint. Viewpoint gives a narrow understanding. Vision gives a complete understanding. And that is possible when you stand at the place where you have to stand. On the equator, tomorrow by the sunrise, at every local place on the equator, the globe finds its energies of equinox, and the hemispheres, the two hemispheres find equal light on either side. Likewise in us, when we are in a state of equipoise, that when we recollect that we exist in the cerebrospinal column relating to us, we find our poise. Therefore, we have to daily in meditation look for the 7 centers and move up and down ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ సహస్రార అండ్ మూలాధార ఆల్ అవర్ మూమెంట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ సహస్రార అండ్ మూలాధార ఆర్ యు మే స్టే అట్ ఏ పర్టికులర్ సెంటర్ ఫర్ ఏ వైల్ డిపెండింగ్ అపాన్ ది సన్షైన్ ఇన్ విచ్ వీఆర్ మెడిటేటింగ్ అపాన్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ నౌ వీఆర్ కంక్లూడింగ్ విర్ గో అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ది ఆపోజిట్ సైన్ పైసెస్ ఆల్సో కంక్లూడ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ విర్ గో టు పైసెస్ ఏ వెర్టికల్ లైన్ కెన్ బి ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ లైక్ వైజ్ ఎవరీ ఫుల్ మూన్ గివ్స్ యూ దట్ వెర్టికల్ లైన్ ఈక్వినాక్స్ ఆల్సో గివ్స్ దట్ ఫెసిలిటీ అండ్ ది న్యూ మూన్ ఆల్సో గివ్స్ సచ్ ఫెసిలిటీ. Therefore, we are recommended to relate to equinoxes. Recently, the governance of the globe, represented by various governances of various nations, they have resolved through United Nations that they shall recognize the Yoga Day. The Yoga Day, truly speaking, is the day of equinox. The Yoga Day cannot be a day where there is more light in the northern hemisphere and less light in the southern hemisphere. In the northern hemisphere, on 21st June, we have almost the longest day. And in the southern hemisphere, it is the shortest day. Likewise, if it is 22nd December, the southern hemisphere has more light, while the northern hemisphere has less light. So to choose Yoga Day, one more step has to be achieved by the outer governances that we have, that sometime in future, they may have to shift the Yoga Day to the equinox day, then they are into the right understanding. But already one step is achieved when Yoga Day is set at a global level where it is performed on the summer solstice. It cannot be summer solstice, it cannot be winter solstice, it has to be equinox. When sun passes over the equinox, every day when sunrise happens, we should also make sure as the sun rises that and touches your forehead at your Ajna center, and as he moves up throughout the day up to the evening, it passes through the central cerebral system relating to you, goes back into the spinal column and touches the Muladhara or base center by the evening time when sun sets. We shall have to meditate as students of yoga that the sun is regularly rising in our east. The east in us is at the forehead, and rising it goes via a vertical line via Sahasrara and behind through the left hand brain system into the that part where the spinal column starts, where we call the small brain, the medulla oblongata, and then passes through the spine into the whole system by evening. And again during the sleep hours, it comes back once again for the dawn to happen the next day. Such a contemplation enables us to recognize the central column that each one of us carry with each one of us. Otherwise, our meditation is not on the right highway relating to yoga. When meditation happens, it has to be at any one of these seven centers, and much more so it has to be either at the heart or at the throat or at the forehead or at Sahasrara ఆర్ ఈవెన్ ఎట్ మూలాధార. ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి సమ్వేర్. యువర్ అవేర్నెస్ కెనాట్ బి సమ్వేర్ ఎదర్ టు ది రైట్ ఆర్ టు ది లెఫ్ట్. ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ఇన్ ది సెంట్రల్ కాలమ్ వేర్ యూ ట్రేస్ ది లైట్ విత్ ఇన్ యూ. సో డైలీ యూ కెన్ పాస్ త్రూ దిస్ వెర్టెబ్రల్ కాలమ్ రికలెక్టింగ్ ది సెవెన్ సెంటర్స్ అండ్ పాస్ త్రూ దెమ్ విత్ ఎవ్రీ బ్రెత్. లెట్ ది హోల్ ఎనర్జీ పాస్ త్రూ ఇన్ ఆల్ ది సెవెన్ సెంటర్స్ అండ్ యూ అగైన్ గెట్ బ్యాక్ ఇన్ ది రివర్స్ ఆర్డర్ వెన్ యూ బ్రీద్ అవుట్. బ్రీద్ ఇన్ అండ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ యువర్ ట్రావెల్ త్రూ ది సెవెన్ సెంటర్స్. బ్రీద్ అవుట్ వన్స్ అగైన్ యువర్ ట్రావెల్ త్రూ ది కాలమ్ ఆఫ్ లైట్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ రివర్స్ ఆర్డర్. దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ యూ హ్యావ్ టు మూవ్ ఇన్ ది కాలమ్ ఆఫ్ లైట్. దెన్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ డైలీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది అవేకనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఈక్వినాక్స్ ఎనర్జీస్ ఇన్ అస్. బై డూయింగ్ దాట్ వీ స్టే సెంట్రల్. వీ స్టే సెంట్రల్ అండ్ వెన్ వీఆర్ ఇన్ ది సెంటర్ వీఆర్ ఇన్ ది స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ యోగా. వీ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు అబ్జర్వ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ అరౌండ్ ఐదర్ బీట్ లెఫ్ట్ ఆర్ బీట్ రైట్. యూ కెన్ ఈజీలీ అడ్జస్ట్ దెమ్ అండ్ దెన్ రిమైన్ ఇన్ ది వెర్టికల్ లెవెల్స్. దట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి క్యారీడ్ అవుట్ ఆన్ డైలీ బేసిస్. ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి క్యారీడ్ అవుట్ స్పెషల్లీ డ్యూరింగ్ ది ఫుల్ మూన్ అవర్స్, న్యూ మూన్ అవర్స్ అండ్ ఈక్వినాక్స్ అవర్స్ వేర్ ఇట్ హ్యాపెన్స్ టు ది ఎంటైర్ ప్లానెట్. ది సోల్స్టిసెస్ అండ్ ఈక్వినాక్సెస్ దే ఆర్ ప్లానెటరీ ఇనిషియేషన్ డేస్. Therefore, we, the dwellers of the planet, to us also their initiation days. Therefore, the seer suggests to stay related to equinox or to the solstice, at least for three prayers, or if possible, if life permits, meaning if your personality permits, have it for 3 days, because 3 days of preparation leads to a day of initiation. This is how it is said. Therefore, with equinox as the central theme, you can carry out meditation, a pre-meditation and a post-meditation. Or you can carry out 2 pre-meditations and 2 post-meditations, making it 5 meditations. That is what I have suggested to all the groups, that they may think of 5 meditations. If we do today, again tomorrow morning, and tomorrow evening being the central theme, day after morning and day after evening, we would have fairly related to this energy. And thereafter, continue this through recollection of this dimension of equinox and build that field of light in the cerebro spinal column. That is the purpose. Just like the earth builds around itself the planetary paths and then the light, a band of light that circumambulates the entire earth between around equinox, 23 degrees south, 23 degrees north, there is a band of light that surrounds the earth all the time. So we too can build that band in us, in the vertical column and in the cerebral system. That's where I gave the symbol of a mace as a golden mace. I gave a symbol through the message which you can relate to. Your head is the head of the mace and your column is the column of the mace, and contemplate that it is the whole field of light around which there is the build-up of the body of flesh and blood with its 7 tissues and with its plexus of nerves and nadis. So therefore, this dimension relating to us shall have to be included in our daily meditation therefore we stay related to central column relating to us. And then again, it is within this column all the planetary movements happen. Not only the sun movement, you can experience Mercury, you can experience Venus, you can experience Moon according to their placements in the zodiac. You can experience Mars, you can experience Jupiter, you can experience Saturn, you can further experience Uranus, Neptune and Pluto if you care to look to the daily chart, because the planets, they keep moving from sun sign to sun sign. The ones with larger circle, they seem to be moving slow. For example, Saturn remains for 2.5 years in a sun sign. Jupiter remains 1 year in a sun sign. And when it comes to Neptune, it remains 14 years. And when it is Pluto, it remains 28 years. And if it is Uranus, it remains 7 years. So once you notice them for years together, you can relate to it in that sun sign. For example, Uranus is now in Taurus. Uranus in Taurus means Uranus is in your countenance. It covers your two eyes, the eyebrows and the brow center. It covers your nose. It covers your mouth. It covers your ears. And it covers your chin. All this part is filled with Uranus. Likewise, if you see Mars is in Aries, so feel the energy of Mars in the cranium or higher part of the head. Likewise, Jupiter, Saturn, we know where they are. Jupiter and Saturn both are in Capricorn. You can feel them in the higher heart center. And then Moon. Moon has moved into Scorpio. Moon movement only you have to see on a daily basis, because every 2.5 days it changes the sun. Every 2.5 days, Moon changes the sun sign. Therefore, Moon has to be seen where he is. Sun moves only by a degree. Venus and Mercury more or less move like the sun. Daily looking at the chart enables you to remember which planet is in which sun sign and locate those planets in that part of your body and relate to it in the central column. Likewise, we can also relate to the vertical column from Aries to Scorpio, and in the reverse direction again from Sagittarius in the higher Mooladhara and Capricorn higher heart center, Aquarius in the higher Ajna center, and Pisces above Sahasrara, where there is the feet of the Lord is said to be. Therefore, it is only in this column all white magic happens, because of the sun signs and also because of the planetary movements. So when you regularly follow the planetary path or the path of the sun, you are relating to the Milky Way in you. When you energize the Milky Way in you, slowly you start radiating. As you start radiating from within, slowly you tend to be magnetic to the surroundings, and you would be very effective in your functioning in the outer world. That is the purpose of working with the equinox. So any teaching that we give is mostly to be worked out in the cerebrospinal system. All the 12 months can be traced in the cerebrospinal system. The planets can be traced in the cerebrospinal system. The 27 constellations can be traced in the cerebrospinal system. And then the centers relating to five elements can be traced to the cerebrospinal system. In Muladhara, the center is there for regulation of matter. In Manipuraka, the center is there for regulation of water. And in Swadhisthana, the fire is regulated. In Anahata, the air is regulated. In Vishuddhi, Akasha is regulated. The five elements are regulated. And then the mind is regulated at the Bro center. That is how it is. Five elements are covered. The 10 dimensions, like east, northeast, east at the forehead, northeast at the top of the forehead, north at the center of the cranium, crown, and then above is above the head, northeast, and then you come to southeast, in between the shoulder blades and the spleen, and then south at the heart center, southwest at the tip of the spine, and then west at the in Muladhara. Likewise, all these points have been already informed to you through the book on fire ritual. So 10 directions can also be traced within. And then the cross, the fourfold Lord, the fourfold world can also be experienced within the system, within your micro. Man is the microcosmos. All that is in the cosmos shall have to be traced in between the cerebrospinal system. By that you really charge your system by virtue of your will and enable the needed fire to generate for transformations to happen. If you sit vaguely in meditation, nothing happens. Meditation is a very scientific process. When you consciously conduct it, it has its own impact on you. It's like setting fire to a cooking vessel so that the dish is cooked and you are transformed to find the taste of life and to transmit such a taste to the surroundings. Such is the work of Equinox, which we carry out as far as possible during the twilight hours. 6 in the morning, 6 in the evening is given because there is the night changing into the day and the day is changing into night. And when you meditate, make sure that you are meditating sitting on the equator. Sitting on the equator means you are sitting in your central column. Wherever you are, it doesn't make much difference. People have to relate to any one of these centers, then he is on the equinox. The equinox within you is the cerebrospinal column. So sit any one of these centers, then the ray of the sun passes from top to bottom and reverses from bottom to top on a daily basis. And every meditation be an equinox meditation, provided you take to the position of equinox in you and then look for the light in the cerebrospinal column. Do not let your thought get out of this highway. That is what is called the royal path. The royal path in us is the path in which the sunlight passes. The sun is the king. Today's meditation is also that. He is the king, he is the giver. Be a son, be a giver. So let us. And we have all descended from sun only. Therefore, please ensure that you bring this equinox dimension into your daily prayer and meditation. Let every day be an equinox day. Let every day be a day for yoga. And you can recollect all the planets, planetary movement in you, You can recollect all the 12 sunshines. You can recollect the 10 dimensions. You can recollect as many cosmic principles that exist in the cosmos within you. Your head itself is a cosmic system. Your upper torso is solar system. Your lower torso is a planetary system. That way also you can look at it in the three worlds. This is what is called the science of correspondences. There is the key of correspondence which we can apply and then make sure that we stay centered. When we say centered, we neither overdo nor we underdo things. There is neither hypoaction nor there is hyperaction, and the movement continues to be an equipoised movement. So let it happen to all of you. Let it happen to me, who is expressing this knowledge. Let it happen to as many on the planet, so that the planet feels light in its weight. The heaviness to the planet comes from the humans only. Nothing is heavy to the planet except the ignorant behavior of the humans. The planet always prays, ensure that there are as many disciples on the planet, ensure that there are as many saints, sages, savants and seers on the planet, because the more people tend to be towards light, they tend to be light upon the earth. They won't be heavy on earth. People are heavy on earth on account of their ignorance. People are heavy even when they walk, because how much they hit the earth shows how heavy they are. When the energies are down under, man walks heavily on earth. When the energies are upward, man walks as if he is floating upon earth. There are people who walk making lot of hitting to the earth. They are heavy people. That causes pain to the earth. More the ignorance, more is the heaviness. There are others who walk in a manner that people see that they are almost floating on the surface of earth, but not really walking with heavy feet. It is said when Master CVV was walking upon the roadways of Kumbakonam, people were witnessing and they were feeling whether he was really walking on earth or just floating over the earth. A saint can float over the earth, meaning he does not cause even a little pain upon earth. For example, when we set a bottle like this on a table, there are people who keep it gently. There are people who hit it. Isn't it? It shows the kind of heavy energy that they have. So if you keep on hitting things, if you keep on kicking things, what kind of energy you have? You may think a lot of good about you, but what you are transmitting to the surroundings is what is the measure relating to you. Therefore, we cannot be heavy on earth. The more we gather light within us, we tend to be light. Don't look for the weighing machine for weight. The measure is not the weighing machine. The measure is ignorance. As much ignorant as one is, so much he is heavy to earth. We should think that at least we should not be heavy to earth. And eventually, we shall have to transform ourselves to make sure that the earth wants us on earth. The earth made very profound prayers when Lord Krishna was leaving the planet. It could not bear when Lord Krishna was to depart from the planet. So therefore, Lord has to accept and stay back and retain his energy on the planet in the form of the world teacher. If you see the teachings of either Puranas or Bhagavata or the teachings of Madame Blavatsky or the teachings of Madame Alice Bailey, you find how the energies of the avatars are somehow retained on the planet in one way or other to comfort the earth. To comfort the earth. Because earth feels completely deserted when great beings move away from earth. So when Krishna has decided to retain a part of it him on the planet, later the seers have become more aware of this dimension and they said, as much as we get enlightened upon earth, so much we stay on earth and contribute for enlightenment of beings on earth, thereby working for the planet. From being heavy upon planet, we can be volunteers to the planet. Because that is service to the planet. Planetary service is the ultimate service that each one of us can entertain by improving the knowledge in us and bringing out the related actions through us. Such is the work which can be set as our target through our prayers on a daily basis and making our platform the cerebrospinal column, which represents the path of equinox in us. So let us get into it, let us conduct it and tend to be less irresponsible. I am not saying let us tend to be more responsible, because we are not yet responsible. When we are not yet responsible, there is no question of saying let us be more responsible. What can we say? We can only say let us tend to be less irresponsible. That should be the message. Let me not be as irresponsible as I have been. Let me be more responsible towards planet, which includes the five elements of the planet, which includes the plant kingdom, which includes the animal kingdom, which includes everything that relates to it. We shall have to be respectful and we shall have to establish a right relation in relation to all these dimensions of earth. Then the earth says, yes, this is my son. We shall have to be son of the mother before he becomes son of God. We have a glamour to become son of God, isn't it? But unless you please your mother, you cannot progress further to be associated with the Father. Even Jesus, he was the son of the Virgin before he became a son of God, isn't it? Each one of us shall have to find that virgin nature in us. When we dwell in the virgin nature relating to us, the earth is happy for having such a son upon earth. If you continue to be ignorant, the scriptures say that the earth will pull you down or push you down into hell, isn't it? There is the concept of hell, which is living under the earth, because within the earth also there are seven planes. On the surface of earth, above the earth, there are seven planes. Below the earth, there are seven planes. That's what we call the infernal world. So earth is so compassionate. You know, the best concept, quality of earth is, it is compassionate, it has tremendous forbearance, it has patience, it has tolerance, it tries to bear you as much as you can. When it cannot bear you, then it pushes you to infernal regions of earth, which are within the surface of the earth. Above the surface, there are spaces which lead you into greater joy and greater light. Below the earth, below the means within the earth, there are seven planes where you can be pushed into for retribution. Let us not open doors into those regions, isn't it? That's where the southern star, which we call Sirius, or the sage Agastya, he protects us for not falling into the infernal regions. The dog that guards the gates we speak of, if it is vexed with you, it opens the doors and you will automatically fall in it, because most of the humans do not even deserve to be on earth. Because we are tending to be more and more ignorant and more irresponsible towards earth. And once we relate to the teachings of the great masters of wisdom who have been working for this planet, when we relate to them, we have a responsibility to make sure that we tend to be less heavy upon earth. We tend to be less irresponsible upon earth. It is for the humans to make sure that this planet is lifted up to the kingdom of beauty. May he lift up the earth, isn't it? To the kings of beauty, that's what we say. That's the work which is being picked up by the avatar of synthesis. May the avatar of synthesis, who is around, may he lift up the earth to the kings of beauty. So how can we lift up the earth unless we ourselves tend to be light on earth? We shall have to be feather light on earth. And our irresponsibility contributes to the heaviness of the earth. Our responsible actions towards all beings on earth will lead us from being irresponsible to the state of being responsible. When you are responsible enough, you will be able to enter into acts of light which would enable releasing the earth from the heaviness. So such is the work up to which human have to work out on the planet. There is no hurry to get to the heavens, because around the earth there are enough spaces. There are 7 spaces around earth and 7 subtle earths which make the whole globe of earth. Up to the pole star, the earth is there in its invisible form. The visible form of the earth, its north pole doesn't touch the pole star. Its southern pole does not touch the southern star or Sirius. But the northern star and southern star, those are the 2 points from which the energies move in a vertex, a downward vertex from north pole and upward vertex from south pole. In between, the earth is there in 7 layers, of which what we see is only the visible layer, which we see as the mundane earth, around which there are 6 other layers that gives you tremendous expansion of consciousness and the related joy. So we also have to lift up from this earth, and the earth will help us. Earth will cooperate. When the mother's cooperation is gained, then it is easier for us to gain that status which we call the status of being a son of God. You have to be a son of virgin before you become a son of God. So from mother to father, from earth to son, there is a great journey that we have to conduct. In that we are not making progress even by millimeters. So therefore, do not get discouraged, but keep relating to the light without increasing your arrogance. Normally disciples, their ego and their personality, it keeps on bulging while their activity completely needles it at all times. Each time you feel the pride, your effort is needled, in the sense the balloon is punctured and you become so small. Let not the pride prevail. Let not prejudice prevail. Let us make sure that we are worthy sons of this earth. And our equinox prayers should set such laudable objects so that we feel responsible for all that is on the planet. Feel responsible and see what little we can do in relation to it. Such noble targets will help us to live out of our petty personality life. Otherwise, our thoughts are so petty and we live in matchboxes. Each one lives in his matchbox, a small matchbox in which that is all your whole world is, and you live in it. Instead, come out of the matchboxes and at least at the thought plane, let the horizons increase to such an extent to include the understanding of the planetary activity, how huge it is and how are we relating to it. So let this happen with all of us, and in the next Saturday we continue with the flames which are to be ignited in us, which is the work of the second Manu, that we would conclude in the next class, which happens again regularly on Saturday. This particular class is dedicated to the equinox energies and the responsibility of the aspirants towards the planet. That's how let us say that in that manner. Let us style it in that manner. And then we continue with the other merry life teaching from next Saturday onwards. Last 2-3 days I was to address the Indian groups which are placed in different places. Therefore, I could not relate to you. But to me, this is the fourth consecutive teaching in these 4 days. And once again, we meet on Saturday and continue with the regular rhythm. I thank you one and all. I planned this talk a day before equinox so that we consciously walk into the equinox energies. We don't have to be exhibitive in our association with the equinox energy. It is within. By thought you should link up and stay quiet. Don't make big faces in the name of equinox, because we make faces around to show that we are holding on to equinox. Let every activity be done in a hidden manner and in a normal and natural manner. Let it not be a kind of a noise upon earth. Thank you one and all. I wish you the best, and we meet each other once again on next Saturday. And after 3 months of such teaching, I wish to ask you all, should we continue or not? Because I would not like to contribute to the noise on the planet. We'll continue this activity only when all of you would like that I continue this activity. Otherwise, I continue yet another activity in silence. So I keep asking you all once now and then, should we continue these Saturday talks or should we not? Every 3 months there will be a poll conducted, and according to your response, I'll continue these talks, because these talks can continue because wisdom is eternal and the talks can go on eternally provided there are good listeners who are willing to practice. Thank you one and all. Namaskar.